We've been taking advantage of all the hiring reforms. We're tracking the time that it takes for us to hire very closely. We've improved our times significantly. You know, I've been in and out of the federal government, but in total I have about 29 years of federal experience, and I've seen lots of hiring reforms and lots of changes. And I have to say that right now I think the system that we have for hiring, while a lot bulkier, let's say, still harder to work with than the experiences I've had in the private sector, is vastly improved in terms of allowing us to move the hiring quickly. But I would say we've got a long ways to go from the standpoint of the people who are applying for jobs. We're still hearing complaints about how clunky it is and confusing and difficult, even with the change from, you know, just having to submit a resume, because I think it's still rather obscure for people outside the federal government to figure out, what do I have to do to get past these big barriers? How do I get considered? How do I get the right words into my resume that people can see that I'm actually qualified for the job? So from our standpoint, as the agency, we can move a lot faster. I'm not sure we're hearing that the improvements have really had a big effect on people from outside the federal government who are trying to get into the federal system.
What about the quality of hires? How has the push to shorten hiring time and eliminate KSAs affected the quality of your hires, and what are you doing to measure that and make sure that you have a high-quality workforce?
Well, our big challenge is not really the KSAs and the process. Quite honestly, in the fields that we have the most trouble hiring in, it's actually salary issues. The statisticians that we want to hire and some of the IT people that we want to hire and some of the economists that we want to hire are in high demand, and they can get much higher paying jobs in the private sector. And that's why we have to work on kind of our brand and our image. Why would people want to come to the Census Bureau to work? It's really not because of the money. They're going to make a lot of money elsewhere in these particular job fields. And so what we have to do is create an image and a place to work that's really stimulating, that people will want to come here and will want to have it on their resume that they were here for a significant amount of time, because this is such a great place to work and we're doing such cutting-edge work here. And our reputation in the world that they live in the statistical world, in the scientific world, in the survey world, is such that people are clamoring to get here to do the kind of work that we're doing, because there's something very special and different about it than what they could do in the private sector, say a statistician working for a pharmaceutical company. They may make twice as much money at the pharmaceutical company, but it's not going to be nearly as stimulating and as fun and as world-shaking as working here at the Census Bureau. And that's the word that we have to get out. And that's really the key for us in terms of hiring. It's not really the resume or the KSAs. It's the money.
Moving ahead, with hiring reform or anything in the Census Bureau, whether it's within human capital or not, in your mind, what are some of the big things that we should expect coming out of the Census Bureau?
Innovation is what we're really pushing. So I think what you'll see coming out of the Census Bureau is the fruition of a lot of ideas that really have been born, that we've gone to our employees in the last couple of years and asked them sort of from the ground up to come up with innovative ideas. We've given them seed money, and a lot of those seeds are going to bear fruit in terms of better methodology, more efficient surveys, our ability to save money, and our ability to keep putting out very innovative products, new products that the public can use to really get at the data that we're collecting so they can take advantage of it through the APIs that we put out. We've got an app now that people can put on their Androids and on their iPhones for the economic indicators. We're just really pushing things out on the web and through mobile devices. Because the key thing is that if we're going to collect all this information, we want to put it together in a useful way for the public to use, for policymakers to use, and make it really easy to take the data to them instead of making it difficult for people to find it somewhere buried in our website. So all of this innovation is really going to turn into better products for Congress, for policymakers, and for the public.